just to end the first daf with one Dvar Machshava. And that is that we know the Zohar HaKadosh says, it's in Parshas Kiseitse, it says that Mashiach is going to reveal himself as an Ani that's Roichev Alachamar. He's going to reveal himself as an Ani, as an Araman that's Roichev Alachamar, that's riding on a donkey. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that the word Ani is Rosh HaTevis, Erevin, Nida, and Yevamis. And the Sfarim say that what the Zohar HaKadosh is saying is that when a person learns Erevin, and when a person learns Nida, and when a person learns Yevamis, it's Befrat, it's Bemyuchad Mesugal for Mashiach to come. Ani Fereichav Alachamar. Ani, Erevin Nida Yevamis is going to bring the Ani. It's going to bring Mashiach Zetkenu. That's what's going to cause the Geula to come. And the Velt says that why these three Mesachtes? What is it about Erevin? What is it about Nida? What is it about Yevamis? So it's Margul Bapume De Inchi that these are the three hardest Mesachtes in Shas. That the three hardest Mesachtes are Erevin, Nida, and Yevamis. Definitely all three in the conversation. That goes without doubt. But the point is that because they're so hard, and it causes us to harav more, and to think more, and to really invest more, and to apply ourselves more. So for that reason, in the schus of the Limud HaTorah and the Amelus BaTorah, that's what's going to bring Mashiach. But I just had one hergish preparing the daf, and that is that we mentioned a long time ago in the introduction to today's daf, that the Ramban says in his Pirush al HaTorah and Parashas Vayeshev that there are two places in Torah Shabiksav that we find that there was a Yibum. We find Yibum by Yehuda and Tamar, and we find Yibum by Bus and Rai, by Boyaz and Rus. And I was thinking, what do Yehuda and Tamar and Boyaz and Rus have in common? Mashiach. Mashiach came from Yehuda and Tamar. Mashiach came from Boyaz and Rus. And the truth is, if you think about it for a second, it's a Pella. Mashiach is going to come from Yehuda and Tamar. From such a union, Mashiach's going to come from Boyaz and Rus. That's Yidua, that the Svarim say, that the Gemara says a parak chelik in bein David ba el mitay chesach hadas, that Mashiach's going to come mitay chesach hadas. Pasha, what it means is that when we're least expecting Mashiach to arrive, all of a sudden, pisayim yavai, that's when Mashiach's going to arrive, and that's when he's going to come. When we least expect it, that's when it's going to happen. But the Svarim HaKadoshim say, that in bein David ba el mitay chesach hadas, that being that Mashiach is so critical, it's so important for Klal Yisrael, so the Samach Men, and the Mekatrigim, they're working overtime, they're trying to do whatever they can possibly do to make sure that Mashiach is not going to come. So, Pasha Kedei La'arvav Es HaSatan, simply to go ahead and to confuse the Satan, the Eibishter felt the only way Mashiach can come is from an instance, from a scenario where you would least expect it to come from. And you know what that is? It's through a Zivug from Arayos. Yehuda and Tamar, it was a father-in-law and a daughter-in-law. Even Boyaz and Rus, that was also a situation where they were relatives. Now, there was Yibum, and because this Yibum, there's a heter Eishasach, and Koy the Matan Torah, there was a heter on the other Arayas as well. Like the Ramban says, that this is from the grossest Soidis, Soid Godom, Soidis at Torah, Betoiledis Adam. But at the end of the day, it's the least place you would ever expect it to come from, and it's Dafka that Hesach Hadas, that Mashiach comes from. Mashiach comes mitay Hesach Hadas, and that's why he came through Yibum. But the bottom line is that the two Yibums that we have in the Torah brought Mashiach. Mashiach came from Yevamos. That's where he came from. There is a very deep, intricate bond between Yevamos and Mashiach. Mashiach's going to come, says the Zohar, from Ani, from Erevin, Nida, and Yevamos, to Eshver Mesechtes. But when you learn Yevamos, there's also maybe an element of Unashalma Parm Sfaseino. We're learning Yevamos. Yevamos is going to bring Mashiach. The Gemara says Mashiach is going to come right after a Shemitah year. Right? It says during a Shemitah year, there's going to be wars, and then Mashiach's going to come. Maybe we're living taka in a world with a simanim of Mashiach, which taka b'zoicha, and the schus of Klal Yisrael, hundreds of thousands of yidden throughout the world taking it upon themselves, the oil, and willing to dig a little bit deeper to learn Mesechtes Yevamos, taka mitaych amelus. That schus, we should all be zoicha, to be a skoil tzedek, b'mheira b'yameinu, amen.